Mayor Taylor, matter before the committee today is a further hearing on Senate Bill 69, the advisory vote of the people to elect the Attorney General. We do have one witness present. Do we have anybody on the teleconference? Okay. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mark Hodgins, aide to Senator Ward. I'm, my capacity here today is just to answer any questions the committee might have about Senate Bill 69. The sponsor would like to see this go forward, and while there was some discussion about a resolution, I believe the sponsor would still like to see it go forward as a Senate Bill number 69.
Ooh. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Donnelly.
Would this be appropriate to, time to do that contingent effective date idea that we discussed?
Sure.
In case a constitutional amendment makes it through the process, that the act would take effect... well, we can just do it conceptually and move it out. That's simple, effective date thing. Sponsor didn't seem to have an objection with that.
No, Senator Donnelly.
Okay. But I would move that conceptually that the act would take effect if the legislature did not place a constitutional amendment for the election of the Attorney General for the people of the next general election. That this would go on the ballot instead.
Any question? Any objection? Being no objection, the amendment passes.
And Mr. Chairman?
Senator Donnelly.
And I'd move the amended, or the conceptual CS from committee with individual recommendations.
Objection? Being no objection, bill moves from committee with individual recommendations.
Thank you very much.
Anything else? Go to the order.
We have such a big audience. Maybe I should take the opportunity to give a small speech.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
We're adjourned. Thank you. Off record.